The Nipissing Lakers men's hockey team have been on a roll since the Christmas break, and it continued into the postseason with a 4-0 victory over the Ottawa GGs. Coming off an extended break due to the COVID-19 pandemic delaying and cancelling games, the Lakers went 6-2-0-1 in the second half to finish second in the East Division. But with the Ontario University Athletic playoffs moving to a must-win format for the entirety of the postseason, the Lakers' final recorded didn't matter much when they needed to be the better team after 60 minutes of play. Also throwing a wrench into the playoff picture is the fact the conference was merged together to figure out playoff seeding, which meant that after facing only Queens, RMC and Ontario Tech all season, the Lakers had to play an Ottawa team they had yet to see all year. "We didn't see the other team this entire year, so it was a big surprise to play against them," says Lakers forward Gail Lubwele. "It's difficult to prepare for a team you haven't seen, especially in a must-win scenario, but we watched a lot of videos and we just have to prepare the same way we do no matter who the opponent is." Lubwele opened the scoring for the Lakers, sending a puck over the shoulder of goaltender Anand Oberoi at 3:58 of the first period to put the home side ahead 1-0. "It felt really good to score that one. I think myself and the seniors had a lot of weight on our shoulders here on seniors' night," says Lubwele. "It was a bit emotional today, but it felt great to get that first goal, and you could feel the energy jump on the bench, and it gave us the start we needed." At 8:46 of the first, Harrison Canes touched a puck in the blue paint to shove it over the goal line after Charles Farmer's shot went off Parker Bowman at the side of the net and underneath the goaltender, who lost sight of it, before Canes got the last touch. The Lakers then took that 2-0 lead all the way into the third period before Brock Welsh scored a similar goal to that of Canes, where the puck was sitting on the doorstep after a deflection and Welsh sent it into the back of the net, putting the Lakers ahead 3-0 at 6:21. The Lakers would fend off a 5-on-3 penalty kill midway through the third period that would result in the GG's best opportunity to score. They were stymied by the terrific goal tending of Michael Herringer, who was making his OUA playoff debut and stopped all 28 shots that came his way for a postseason shutout. "It was great to see," says Lubwele about Herringer's shutout. "Having him in the net gives us a lot of confidence as a team, and he put on a great show today and the score showed it." With the Lakers' win in the Eastern quarterfinals and McGill upsetting Queens, the Lakers, as of the writing of this article, are expected to host the Eastern semifinals on Saturday at Memorial Gardens.